today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out tonight by going into the world of Homeland Security, the very scary, Orwellian, frightening world of Homeland Security. Wayne, you've got a story from Wired Magazine to share with us about what we might be expecting to see soon in our nearest airports, should we still be attending those airports, because I think the worse the security gets there, the more intense it gets, the less and less people are even going to want to be setting foot in those places.
You know, the amount of people that are flying these days versus pre-9/11 is proof.
Yeah, it's absolutely the case. What's going on?
Well, Homeland Security sees lasers and heart sensors in the future of anti-terror screening. The cutting-edge folks at Homeland Security don't like screening lines that have x-ray machines any more than you do. That's because they seek x-rays, something a shoe salesman used to measure your foot size. X-rays aren't sexy.
Oh, that makes sense.
They see them. They see x-rays as outdated technology.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so add some machine learning and you might get close to cool enough for these guys. So, of course, they want to spend more money on this stuff.
Right.
That's why the Advanced Research Project Agency wants to build a system that fuses information from remote eye, heart, breath, and brain sensors and laser radar to detect if you are a terrorist before letting you on that flight to Las Vegas. Mark, you might not have made it last week.
Now, hold on. What? It detects how much I'm breathing, how quickly my heart's beating.
That's right. Persons involved in or planning to be involved in possible malicious or deceitful acts will show various behavioral or physiological abnormalities. Though these signs can at times be detected by trained observers, they often go undetected, and even when detected are not quantified in any measurable way.
Right. Now, they've had, we know they've had, like, detection teams in the airports. They've been watching you. They've been, you know, observing via either direct observation or through cameras. They've been observing the people that are sitting there waiting for their flights or standing in line and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they have been looking for those telltale signs of nervousness or whatever. But now they're saying that's not good enough. We need machines.
We need my expensive machines.
Right. Now, are these machines, are they able to detect your nervousness? I presume that's one of the things they're looking for. Are they able to detect these subtleties from far away, or will everyone have to sort of, you know, put their fingers in a little lie detector hole or something and put their face up to some sort of a scanner? I mean, how are they going to work? Does it go into that?
Yeah, it says, let's see, it says, so that it's flyers and Super Bowl goers, DHS has seen the future of security. It's a world where you get to keep your shoes on through security if you think pure thoughts and breathe like a yogi, or at least pure enough thoughts to fly under the LIDAR, that is, until the LIDAR learns to get lower. So it looks like things can be done from afar, but there's probably some sort of area you'll have to walk through where that the sensing devices are more intensified on you as you walk through. That would be my guess.
What if you're getting ready, I don't know, for something that might make you nervous besides setting a bomb? Maybe getting married or getting a big job interview.
What if you're a little late for your flight and you sort of, you know, hurried a bit?
Yeah, you just broke up with your girlfriend. I guess you're going to get the rubber glove.
Yeah. Wow. Or, I mean, maybe just denied. Maybe if they think that you're too nervous, you can't get on the flight.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably pull you aside and question you, but it just goes to show you how paranoid they seem to be getting.
They're watching you, boy.
And when you take somebody who is nervous for whatever reason and start asking them questions, I can't imagine that's going to go well every single time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little scary. You're a terrorist.
So is there more information? Are they starting tests on this in any airports yet, or are they just talking about it?
They're talking about it, and obviously there's various groups they're getting input from, different companies, contractors who might be able to make this happen as quickly as possible. And they're so intent on bringing this on that they're currently soliciting information even from outside groups because they want to show up as quickly as possible.
Got it. Is that it? Is there any more?
That's about it. And it's on blog.wired.com.
So they're going to be having some eye measurement. What was it? Brain measurement. There was
breathing and heart rate.
And LIDAR, which is laser radar.
And what the hell does that have to do with that?
See if you're speeding?
I would think it probably would measure the perspiration on your skin.
Huh.
Possibly, because maybe it when it bounces off your skin, it can measure the perspiration.
Man, it's just, this is creepy stuff to me.
Yeah.
Does this freak you out a little bit? 800-259-9231.
Well, I don't know. I mean, call it my sheeple gene, but I like the idea of being able to keep my shoes on. I mean, if they put this weird, crazy Wizard of Oz gizmo out there that you know, is going to scan me for whatever reason, and I don't have to take my shoes off, and I don't have to get my laptop inspected and all that other stuff. Now, I've never seen a government program actually replace an existing government program, but is like more likely
that they'll keep it all.
They'll just keep
add
it all. This little weird radiating device out there to accentuate the already monotonous crap that they have going.
Right. I think they're trying to quantify different attributes of somebody who's up to something, and that can not necessarily be a bad thing depending on how intrusive they are with it. If it's less intrusive, then maybe they can get more people to fly again.
Maybe so, but if it results in everybody who's a little bit nervous getting pulled to the side and questioned, then that could have some negative consequences as well. I mean,
sure.
I mean, people are going to get freaked out. I mean, when's the first person, when this technology comes on board and somebody who's really upset or nervous or whatever gets pulled aside for secondary screening, when's the first heart attack going to occur? When's the first person going to actually die as a result of all this security at the airports? That's what I want to know.
And will we actually find out about it?
There are also a lot of people who don't fly very often or have never flown who may be nervous just because they're nervous about flying, period.
Sure, I don't know what to expect. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Mark in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. He's gone. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So new technologies coming to the airports pretty soon. Now, I remember last year there was a story out of Russia that said they were testing lie detector technology in their airports.
Where you had to stick your hand into some kind of gizmo.
Right, if you wanted to get your ticket or whatever, everybody who was going through this certain line had to get their take this lie detector test. And, you know, I think it measured similar things. Yeah. You know, the lie detector measures certain things about your pulse, and, you know, they ask you basic questions as far as they ask you questions that you can't really lie about, like your name and things like that, and they establish the baseline, and then they ask you the more difficult questions. Maybe this, since we're sort of speculating on what these devices are like.
Yeah, there's a lot of experimentation going on with different technologies to see what might be more reliable, but it would be a lot simpler and less expensive just not to tick people off around the world and be better neighbors to the rest of the world, and then we wouldn't have to worry about this, right?
Well, that is the real solution, right, Wayne?
Sure.
I mean, that's the foreign policy solution that, of course, Ron Paul is so good about advocating, that if it weren't for this insane foreign policy of killing people and bombing people and destroying people around the world, then we wouldn't have this terrorism problem.
That's right. And you know something, even if you were to change, we were to become good neighbors overnight, let's just say Ron Paul becomes president, there's still going to be some people who are might still be bent on doing that. So there has to be some sort of, I think, transition period where you kind of make peace with the world again and people realize we're no threat, and then the threat subsides over time. But it's not going to subside overnight, and I think we have to be aware of that, too.
That's true. I mean, there's always going to be the chance that there's crazy people out there.
Yeah.
And always going to be the chance that somebody's going to do something, but I don't really think it's worth, you know, giving me inconvenience at the airport over it and possibly subjecting me to some sort of interrogation and treating me as though I'm a criminal when I've done nothing whatsoever wrong. I shouldn't have to prove my innocence.
Let's not forget that, I just read an article a couple of days ago here on the air that said that 90% at the Denver airport, the red team was what they called themselves, Ian. The TSA's red team that tests the TSA on how effective they are. The TSA missed 90% of the bombs, guns, and knives that the red team tried to sneak in. 90%. So, you know, what we've got here is just a bunch of crap.
Right, and what happens when you have a terrorist that totally believes in what it is that he's doing, and he's just cool as, you know, he's just as cool as anything else.
Send two terrorists. Statistically, you'll get through.
That's a good point. All right. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, the toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page, the website, for your download and convenience. Go and grab them up at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Steve in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
Look, I just picked up a little bit of the previous story. Was that a caller calling in about the technology, the new airport technology?
No, this is a Wired magazine blog entry.
Okay, I just was looking it up. I couldn't find it. But my gut reaction when I hear these sorts of stories is another psychological operation to engender fear in a population that's already very afraid.
Scared of what? Terrorists or scared of the government?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Engender fear, and the reaction to fear is to do nothing, to be a deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're getting it from every angle. And when I hear these stories about how, A, we've got terrorists knocking down our door, which is absolutely ludicrous beyond belief, and now we've got the story about Pakistan and Bin Laden well-rested to rain terror on the U.S. again, which is also a story that's beyond belief, and then we hear about technology, which is going to measure our perspiration, which is ridiculous. These are stories. These are well-placed stories to create additional fear in the population.
I think you're right about that. And this is sort of, it's all part of this progressing concept of getting people just more and more complacent and more used to this sort of treatment by the government. So each new step down the path towards totalitarianism will seem, you know, it's just another step. No big deal. We won't do anything about it because we've already come this far. Let's go a little bit further, right?
Well, I agree. That's an excellent point, actually. And that's what Guantanamo is all about. You know, let's condition the sheeple to that torture and putting somebody in with putting goggles on somebody and ear pads and whatever else they did to that gentleman that sat in solitary confinement for 2 years and basically went crazy. Let's condition the people that this sort of treatment is okay. So when we go to the next level of horrible treatment, they will have already been conditioned towards it. And so, you know, what I recommend is what I do. I just turn the whole thing off. And when I hear these stories, they're immediate flags. So rather than taking in what the story is actually talking about, I'm thinking about the backstory, which is this is another story just to create fear.
Well, you know, you're right. You're right. And I think that when you look at the media that way, you start to look at the media in terms of how are they trying to steer the masses today? And how can I go the other way and avoid that thinking or that fear? Correct?
Yeah, I mean, I never watch a story, and I do turn on the mainstream media. And alternative media is absolutely no better anymore. It's all controlled, whether it's controlled opposition or not.
Right.
We've got controlled assets everywhere you turn. So
when you say the alternative media is controlled, what do you mean by that?
Well, most of the nonprofit groups out there that I've dealt with are controlled. Either A, they put inept people at the top. Who couldn't get their mission done no matter how much money they gave them. They throttle them with cash. They give them cash and then direct them to do projects which are not projects which will be effective. There's a whole number of controls. I mean, I'll just, you know, does your audience know that Bill Moyers of PBS is a CFR member?
What is CFR?
Does anybody know that?
Foreign Relations?
Right. I mean, here's a guy who positions himself on public broadcasting system as an instrument of the left, and he's also a Council of Foreign Relations member.
Well, now, does PBS count as alternative media? That's a government mouthpiece.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, what about Free Talk Live, the show you're listening to right now? How are we controlled?
I couldn't say. I'll be honest.
I'd say we fall into the incompetent category.
The incompetent?
Well, I'm not getting a check from the Illuminati or the CFR or anything like that, so I'm not really sure.
Well, where am I supposed to send my check after the call?
Amp.freetalklive.com will give you all kinds of information.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it blank for you guys. How about that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things in the media that perpetuate the right versus left false paradigm, and I think that's one key at looking and determining whether or not this is something that's propaganda or it's real, because most of the people telling the truth are really not buying into either side.
Steve, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we got them everywhere. We got left versus right. We got terrorists or non-terrorists. You're against us. You're not. Axis of evil. It's you're for the war. You're against the war. You're for the troops. You're against the troops.
Legal immigrants, illegal immigrants, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. The Jews did it, white power, you name it. They got to segment it every which way you can segment us. Just as long as we never actually ever figure anything out and decide to work together.
That's a good point. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure if the alternative media is controlled. I don't really know what that means. It sounds a little conspiratorial to me.
Depends on how you define the alternative media, I suppose.
Yeah, I wouldn't define anything on PBS as alternative.
No.
That's straight from the horse's mouth, as far as I'm concerned.
I can verify 100% we're not controlled by anybody but you.
800-259-9231. All right, so let's go a little bit lighter here. Talk about nudity. I know, we've been talking about it a lot recently on this show.
It's summertime. People are getting naked.
Well, it's in the news again. Now, this one from right across the river here in this area of the Northeast, Brattleboro, Vermont. A Vermont town that's gaining national attention for brash displays of nudity. This is a Reuters story. From teens in the buff to naked elderly people awoke on Wednesday to an emergency ban on nakedness in most public places.
Emergency ban?
Emergency! Put your clothes on right away! We're going to arrest you! Yeah, society is going to crumble if people don't keep their clothes on, apparently.
But they were naked all last summer. And
yeah, and everything
was okay.
Made it.
I missed it. Again.
Officials in Brattleboro voted 3-2 on Tuesday night for
it's a landslide.
Temporary 30-day ordinance prohibiting people from going about in the nude. Public nudity made headlines last summer when the weather grew hot and a couple dozen teens took to holding hula hoop contests, riding bikes and parading past stores wearing only their birthday suits.
Oh, man.
The disrobing has resumed this summer. But many locals say, it's gone too far. Some cite a case in which a senior citizen from Arizona strolled through the center of town wearing only a waist pack and sandals. Oh, my, what's the world coming to?
The human body is evil.
Right. That's really, isn't it silly, Wayne? I mean,
yeah, it is.
We're all born with the same parts, and
we leave with the same parts, hopefully, if we're lucky.
Right.
No, you leave some behind.
It's just absolutely baffling to me, and it really must have to do more than anything else with the Puritan sort of origination of the backstory of this country.
You know, it surprises me, though, in Brattleboro, which is so leftist and so ex-hippie-ish, that they would actually, there would be anybody there who would be that puritanical.
I guess the Puritans are everywhere. Many locals say it's gone too far. Assistant town manager bureaucrat Barbara Sondag said, we've received quite a number of complaints on this. This was brought up last summer and kind of died down. Then a couple incidents
again. The people who don't care won't complain.
This summer, I've gotten the issue to resurface. Vermont has a live-and-let-live tradition allowing skinny dipping and nude sunbathing. Brattleboro, the first permanent English settlement in the state in 1724, is home to a community of writers, artists, and musicians, as well as transplanted entrepreneurs from Boston and New York. We'll give you a little bit more about their nudity ban coming up in moments and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site for free, including the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Totally free. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
I really would like to hear from somebody that takes offense to the idea of a person walking naked through the center of their town, because that's what we're talking about right now. Brattleboro, Vermont, very nearby here to Keene, New Hampshire, just across the river, they have banned, there's a 30-day ordinance, a temporary 30-day ordinance, prohibiting people from going about in town in the nude. This is a result of, I guess, a handful of Puritans in town who complained about the fact that some teenagers had decided to hula hoop in the nude, and one old person had decided to walk down the street with nothing but sandals on. So I don't really understand this mentality. I'd like for someone who believes this way, who thinks this way, to explain it to me.
I can't
at 800-259-9231.
I can't say I'm not offended. I'm going to be somewhat offended if I see someone walking through town naked. I just think that it's a problem that will take care of itself. I don't think we need legislation in any way, shape, or form.
Well, when you say the problem will take care of itself, what do you mean?
I think people will laugh at the naked person. They will jeer them. They will not let them come into their business. That person will be effectively and quickly ostracized.
But that hasn't happened in Brattleboro, because most of the people in Brattleboro are pretty reasonable, and they understand that nudity is no big deal. There's just a handful of uppity individuals. There's a handful of people that,
oh, I'm offended. This is nudity. This shouldn't be happening around. This is America. It's supposed to be a nude-free country.
You know, I don't know what the hell the mentality is, but it doesn't make sense. And apparently,
I bet you the naked people are not going in businesses.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I bet you they're not, because business owners will not put up with that crap.
They're just strolling around.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. And you know,
maybe they'll set up free nudity zones where you can go and be nude, and then if the people don't like it, they don't have to go there.
Right. Well, Mark, the problem hasn't been solved. If you think it's a problem, which I don't think it's a problem, the people were still walking around nude, right? That hasn't stopped in Brattleboro. Okay, and now they've passed an ordinance against it, so it'll stop now.
I don't think it'll stop completely, but I think that largely it was a problem with teenagers. Now they had one guy who was naked dancing in the park, which they decided was lewd gestures, and they charged that guy. And then they had a naked old person, more offensive than a naked teenage girl walking around, I'd say. But what are you gonna do? Big deal.
What happens if, since we've seen so many cases over the years of people and photos of teenagers, like, for instance, teenagers who might be in a relationship taking pictures of themselves naked, that sort of thing. I'm not even necessarily meaning it involving sex, but we've certainly seen people being charged with child pornography charges for just having nude photos of their, respective significant others if they're under a certain age. What happens when you have a 16-year-old girl walking down the street naked? Is that like child porn in real life or something? Is there some sort of child porn charge against that? Or
I don't think it's porn until somebody takes a picture of her.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Well, then it's public, too. I'm sure somebody would eventually post those pictures on the net.
Although skinny dipping and nude sunbathing will stay legal in the state of Vermont, doing the full Monty in the middle of this town, Brattleboro, has now become taboo. A violation can cost $100. The topic is hotly debated at Harold & Sons Barbershop, where Heather Birmingham, who's 30, cuts and colors hair. She says nudity does rub some people the wrong way. Some people say to each his own, but some of the older people say, be respectful. Well, what's disrespectful about just enjoying a little bit of nude time? I don't understand how that's disrespectful. Just because somebody doesn't like it, that's their problem. It shouldn't be your problem.
They'll get used to it, Ian.
She disagrees with the ban. She says the whole town is about peace and about being your own person. So if it is, then why isn't nudity accepted? Caleb Morris, who's 15, says he wasn't surprised by the town's tough response because outsiders could find the nudity offensive. But he added that Vermont has always been unique, saying it's a lot more free-spirited than some other states. We don't have a lot of laws banning things here. The ban covers nudity in the main part of town near schools and churches and is part of a broader anti-nudity proposal that's likely to be decided next month. So we'll clue you in if this insanity continues over in Brattleboro.
Now, that's just Brattleboro. From what I can tell, the rest of Vermont you can be naked in.
As I understand it.
Most of it.
Yes. You can be naked outside of the center of town in Brattleboro.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of it's rural in Vermont, though, so you can be naked on your own property. Nobody would even see you.
No one would know. Sure. So I still want to hear from somebody that's offended by this idea, the idea of being nude in public. 1-800-259-9231. I doubt we'll get it. I don't think we've ever had somebody call in to explain why that's offensive to them. I don't think it's ever happened.
Remember, in the 70s, we had streaking, where kids, mostly young people, would just run out naked and then disappear, and just to shock people.
You know, streaking is just funny.
Right. Now, if people weren't shocked by it, then maybe they would stop, right? Because isn't that what they're looking for? They're looking for the reaction.
That's right.
So lately, if people weren't so damned uppity about it, then they wouldn't get any reactions out of it. People would laugh or chuckle or wave, and it'd be no big deal.
I'd wave.
Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. Talk to Chet in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chet.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I just want to say I just love your show, and there's a donation coming from me.
Yes,
and
you say that every time you call the show, Chet. Now, what's on your mind?
I think it's awesome that people are walking around naked. Like, I fully support it. It's like another thing of freedom. Like, I'd walk around naked if I wasn't afraid of getting arrested or anything, and I'd love to see other people walking around naked. You know what I mean?
Very good.
All right. And like I'm naked all the time, you know, like boobs, pussies, penises.
Hey, you can't say that on the radio. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line.
Why didn't we see that coming?
I don't know. I think he was talking about cats or something like that.
Cats anyway. Are generally naked.
Let's go to Dave in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I'm not. I didn't call in for this. Conversation you're having right now.
It's okay, Dave. It's Free Talk Live. You can call about whatever you want. What's on your mind, Dave?
I was just going to say something about that caller you had before there. It sounded like he was real paranoid about everything, and I can assure him that he's 400 times more likely to be killed in a car accident than he is by a terrorist.
Yeah, I don't think he was. I don't think the caller earlier was scared of terrorism. I think he was pointing out that all of these terrorist security measures that they're putting in airports and around the country, in New York City and Chicago, that sort of thing, is designed to just simply strike fear into the population. I don't think he was saying that he himself was scared.
Yeah, basically, though, they're cutting their own throat because. A lot of people are just going to go, I ain't going to mess with it, you know. I ain't going to fly no more.
Yep,
I mean, that's
exactly
what I did.
It comes into my thought process, too. When I think about flying, I don't want to simply because of the TSA and the bureaucrats that are going to bother me.
Yeah, I mean, if they start doing on buses, you know, I won't ride buses. I mean, you know, eventually it's going to hit them in the pocketbook.
Yeah, it's great for the economy. You know, my wife and I were talking about maybe having my son fly down and see his aunt and uncle and grandparents. And then we thought, you know, I don't think so.
Well, that's not good for the economy.
No, it's not.
It's great.
No, I was being facetious.
Oh, okay.
But it's not good for the economy. And personally, there's a few flights that I haven't bought just because I didn't feel like going through that. And I don't want my son to fly down there alone. And have to go through all that security rigmarole.
Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. As far as hitting him in the pocketbook, yeah, that would work if it were the companies that were doing this.
Yeah.
But they're not. It's the government that's doing it. It's the government that's imposing all these rules on the companies. So when they hit the companies in the pocketbook, all you're going to see is a bailout later on down the line when the companies go to the federal government and say, oh, our revenues are down. And then the feds go, oh, okay, it's okay. We'll just give you some taxpayer dollars to keep you afloat. And then if that continues to happen and for some reason they don't subsidize the airlines like they have done in the past, it's likely they will. But if they don't, then we'll see something really scary happen. That'll be nationalization of the airline industries.
Like
in
Russia.
That? Like in China.
Yeah.
That's to be expensive.
Which actually, China's recently opened up air travel to private industry. So they're moving in the right direction, while we could potentially be moving in the wrong direction. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, We can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise available to you, and high-quality stuff as well, so check it out. store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Eric in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, Eric?
So you guys were talking about the airline industry.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I just caught the tail end of that because I just logged on. I don't know. Did you guys talk about Europe's Open Skies Agreement?
What's that mean?
Oh, well, a lot of the EU countries have just signed in a new thing, Open Skies. It's basically a liberalization of all the air routes now. So European air prices have, like, skyrocketed downwards, and there's a huge boom of low-cost airlines now throughout all of Europe. So Europe actually has a greater, like, airplane industry liberalization than America does.
Now, what exactly is this Open Skies thing? I'm sorry.
What does it result in?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, historically, routes, you know, there's restrictions on it. So, you know, if it's Germany to Italy, your government regulations would make it so that only a German or an Italian plane would come. Like, for example, if I was to fly from Vancouver to, I don't know, Miami or somewhere like that, you'll notice that there's only either Canadian or American airlines that fly there. Like,
makes
why
sense.
Is
yeah.
that? It's, surely there must be another airline that might offer it. It's because the government puts a lot of regulations on which planes can fly from where and
I
whatnot.
See.
So Europe got away with a lot of those rules.
So you would say this is deregulation then, basically?
Oh, yeah, that's it's what it completely is. And it's working out really well for
Excellent.
Europe.
Excellent. That's good to know. Did you have anything else to share?
What do you think maybe, how would private airports, do you think that might be an option then? Because I heard you guys were talking about all
Absolutely.
These regulations.
As I understand it, I mentioned this earlier this week, there's a great John Stossel special called John Stossel Goes to Washington. I don't know if you can get it online anywhere, but it's worth looking for, where he found some of the airports in this country are privately run. I don't know if they're privately owned. I don't think they are. But they're at least privately run, and they're run a lot better. They expand based on demand. For instance, when there are new airlines that come out and they want to service a certain airport, there's a lot of politics that goes on. And, of course, the government's really slow and awful at everything it does. So it doesn't necessarily expand according to what the market's looking for, whereas the airports run by private people, by private organizations, they happily add new wings to the airport, and they do it at a much lower cost than government does. And, you know, the air traffic control operations are much more up to date instead of using vacuum tube technology, which they're still using in many air traffic control rooms. So, yeah, there's all kinds of reasons to get the government the hell out of running airports. And thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the AMP line. Brian in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it was Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation who brought that up, that the air traffic controllers are still looking at machines run by tubes, and still to this day, I think.
Yeah.
He's a big advocate of that. I had a comment on last week. You were talking about the top 10 rules for self-esteem.
Yeah, Mark brought that story, and I thought it was pretty good.
That was pretty good. One of them was always saying positive things, because if you say negative things, you know, you tend to be negative. But if you always look for something that's positive, you know, you tend to take on that positive personality as well.
Yes, right. You are what you say in that particular instance.
But one thing that I did a few years ago with my company is institute this the thing we call brainstorming rules. And what I saw is that, you know, we're consultants, and so we got some really smart people who want to solve problems, but sometimes we need to get together and talk about those. Well, smart people also tend to be, you know, pretty opinionated, and they want to stick to their opinion. So we got in these brainstorming sessions, and someone would bring up something, and someone else would say, nah, that'll never work, that's stupid.
Mm.
And then, you know, oh, that'll never work. So even though it, you know, probably is, you know, a lot of ideas are stupid.
Sure, but brainstorming, you know, necessarily is going to have 10, you know, 9 dumb ideas for every 1 good one you get.
But if you say something like that, then that might sort of act as an act of disencouragement mm-hmm. against that person from coming up with another idea.
That's
you
right.
just want to get shot down, right?
Exactly. And it totally discourages the newer people, the younger people, from, you know, bringing up anything. And they you know, have the best ideas sometimes because they haven't had the problems, you know, they haven't been mired in the problems. And so brainstorming rules means that when someone brings up an idea, any idea, if you want to say something bad about it, you have to say 3 sincerely good things about it.
Hmm.
So only then can you say that it's a stupid idea. And it's amazing what happens then, because people come up, you know, they really hate it, and they want to say how it sucks, but, you know, forcing them to say 3 good things about it, 3 real good things about it, you know, not like, well, your idea has 7 words, and that's a lucky number. You know, no, that's not a good thing about it.
I see.
You have to say some really good things, and that also encourages new ideas to come out. And so, you know, people tend to just throw out stupid ideas, which a lot of times tend to be the ones that are the best.
Or they're catalysts for other ideas. You know, I used to do a lot of improv theater, and this is very similar. And one of the rules in improv theater is you don't deny. So if you're doing a scene with somebody, and it's two guys, let's say, and he says, hey, Mom, where's dinner? You don't say, I'm not your mom. You say, oh, it's in the closet, but watch out for the alligator.
Right. So you just flow with it.
Yeah, you're always adding things on, and that's the rule of creativity, is you don't want to get into the denial thing. Sometimes a bad idea can be a catalyst for somebody else's good idea.
Excellent point. I like that, Brian. Thank you for sharing with us. Any other thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I bought a 1.5 terabyte drive from Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Holy geez, that could not have been cheap.
Actually, you'd be surprised. It was $800 or something.
Wow.
And I'm going to split it in half and use it as a fault-tolerant RAID drive for all the backup stuff. So I'm only going to get 750 gigabytes out of it. Only.
Don't bother, Mark. Don't bother trying to understand.
This is geek talk, Mark.
Yeah, that's really cool, though, because basically he's referencing our Amazon link, which is amazon.freetalklive.com. And I have the ability to go in and actually look at what people are buying, but it doesn't show who buys what. I can just see just a total list of what everyone's bought. And it's really interesting to see the different things that people are – they really are going in and buying all kinds of different stuff through that link, and that's great because we get a cut of the purchase. Electronics, we get a lesser cut because there's just not as much of a margin with electronics, but nonetheless, I mean, we're going to take it, not going to leave that money on the table. I didn't realize they sold really high-end computer stuff like that. That's good to know.
Well, they don't sell it. I think it's JNR, you know, out of New York, but, you know, they have it on their pages, and I assume that cut gets to you just like anything else on Amazon. They took a gift certificate that I had, so, you know, I assume that everything else is Amazon-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Amazon partners up with a lot of retailers, and they offer their products through their site. And as I understand it, we get paid on all of those retailers as well. So I think it's good to go. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I like those ideas about, you know, if you don't like the idea, come up with a couple or three. It's got to be hard, too,
it
right?
It does have to be hard.
But if there's an awful idea, coming up with three good things to say about it. Challenging, nonetheless. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to, I believe it is Brendan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Brendan.
Hi. Great show, by the way. I wanted to call in to ask about what you guys thought about animal rights and how you would look at it through a libertarian view.
It's an excellent question. In fact, Mark, don't you have an email in regards to vegetarianism or something like that?
You must be precognition. We were actually going to talk about that tonight.
Does the email tie in with all the animal rights
Absolutely.
Things? You know what? I want to address that in hour number two. Brendan, great. Thank you for bringing it up. We will get to it here shortly. It's not something we can start really in the next minute and a half. Let's go to Don in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I wanted to call and talk about racism.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to talk about racism in a free market.
Sure.
I just don't really understand how this process will work. I'm a young 23-year-old black male that has worked since I was 13, and I go and deal with racism every day at work, so I don't understand how in a free market, I mean, it will work. Because then we'll be allowing people to do whatever they want to do without basically any consequences. Because
Now, do you work? Is your boss a racist or the people at work racists?
I'm both, but I have done. I've come a long way in helping them understand and get them out the whole stereotypes of black people in general.
Right.
So I mean, it's become a lot better, but I still face it every single day with questions about. Urban communities, everything is based off of what they see on TV, and it's like they don't have the dealings with black people.
Real life black people, exactly. It's a great issue, and I'd like to hold you through the news if we can. Don, can we do that? All right, hang on. 800-259-9231. Serious issue. We got two of them coming up. Race and animal rights. We'll get them both. Hour number two. We'll take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right.